Starlink.
It's Monday, the 21st of October, 2019. Hello and welcome to the show that gives you all the updates from Africa and beyond. This is Africa Link, coming to you live from our studio here in Bonn, Germany. I am Eddie Micah Jr.
And I am Mimi Mefo. As always, you're welcome to join the debate on today's stories via our Facebook page, DW Africa. Coming up on the program,
Russia invites dozens of African leaders to Moscow later this week for a summit to strengthen economic cooperation. What does this for Africa?
We in Africa, we want to be open to Russia, we want to be open to everybody. Nobody is going to dictate to Africa who our friends are. The Russians have never tried to undermine African economies. The Russians stood by us during the days of the Soviet Union.
Also coming up,
later this week, a Malawian court is expected to announce the penalty faced by Chinese-led ivory and rhinohorn smuggling gang. Malawians are calling for justice to be done.
These Chinese, they should be judged accordingly, because killing all the animals is a crime here in Malawi. So we expect the court to do fast so that we can see the way forward of the case.
And these stories plus more will be coming up in a bit.
Yes, indeed. But before the details, here's the news in brief.
DW News.
I'm Kai Dambach with the DW News. 9 people were killed in northern Burkina Faso overnight in the latest attack on the region. A security official said the region was struggling with a jihadist revolt and that all of those who died were civilians. The United States, United Kingdom, and Norway have urged political parties in South Sudan to meet a November 12th deadline to form the transitional government. The move comes after the government and a major rebel group agreed to a roadmap that will allow peace talks to resume. However, main opposition leader Riek Machar told a United Nations Security Council delegation that he would not be part of the unity government because the parties could not agree on how to integrate the army. Canadians went to the polls in their federal elections on Monday. It is expected to be a close election between Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Conservative leader Andrew Scheer. If Trudeau were to lose his seat as Prime Minister, it would be the first time in 84 years that a first-term Canadian Prime Minister lost an election. This news comes to you from Deutsche Welle, Germany's international public broadcaster. At least 11 people have been killed in protests in Santiago, Chile over metro fare hikes.